Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
This week, we have two reports on the frontiers of finding our fine-feathered friends. In a few minutes, iPod, therefore iBird. But first, we head for the urban byways of the San Francisco Bay Area. That's where a once-endangered bird is now making a comeback from the brink. In 1970, there were only two known nesting pairs of peregrine falcons in all of California, and none east of the Mississippi. Peregrines are known for their breathtaking dives, plunging to earth at over 200 miles an hour. But the pesticide DDT nearly decimated the falcons. 30 years on, people have helped peregrines make a remarkable recovery, and now many of the birds are nesting right in the middle of American cities. The drama of their recovery is due in part to the development of new urban habitats and technologies, which are turning some city folks into the falcon-obsessed. Nancy Mullane reports.
If you turn and look, this is the south side of the building, and at the top of it, you can see this white box, and that's the nest box.
Yvette Lowen is chief deputy city attorney for San Jose, but instead of sitting in her office chair looking at briefs, she's standing on the ground outside City Hall looking up. It wasn't always like this. About 18 months ago, Jose and Clara, a pair of peregrine falcons, set up housekeeping on a ledge on the side of the City Hall building. Now, Lowen says, she's not the only one transfixed by the raptors and their three new baby chicks.
I have yet to run into a city department where people weren't talking about the birds. They call me up and leave me messages on my phone. They talk to the city attorney and let him know that they're very interested in what's going on. And I know that the mayor is very interested in the birds.
Lowen says people are talking in falcon speak, using words like fledge and clutch, which means eggs. Now that the eggs have hatched, three impossibly fluffy white balls of heads and wings wobble inside the nest, preparing for their first flight. 16 stories below is asphalt and traffic, and that's what's motivated this attorney to use a week of her vacation time to stand with other recent converts on the streets below.
There's a group of us that are very dedicated and will want to make sure those birds are safe. It's something that, you know, I think there will be many, many, many people out when they think those birds are going to take their first flight.
One way Lowen and the others track the fledglings' daily developments while they're stuck at their desks is through a 24/7 webcam. It was set up at the nest by the UC Santa Cruz Predatory Bird Research Group so people could watch the birds live, minute by minute. Sometimes demand overwhelms the system.
It can crash. It has crashed.
Claire Stavely manages the webcam for the research group. She says the Falcon Cam is getting more than 700,000 hits a week from as far away as Iraq.
It's always a balancing act to try to make sure that we have enough server capacity that everybody can watch all the time.
Now that the raptor is breeding successfully on its own, researcher Glenn Stewart says the webcam is the public's window onto the world of this exceptional bird.
For 30 years, we've been looking at these birds through binoculars and spotting scopes, and now for the first time, anybody in the world with an internet connection can watch the intimate family life of a peregrine falcon. And just people are thrilled by it.
Part of the thrill, Stewart says, is that webcam wildlife is unedited.
They see exactly what happens. They see when the eggs don't hatch or when they hatch and the babies die. And so that's a little bit hard sometimes. But people come to me and they say, Glenn, I didn't know I was a bird watcher until I saw these birds.
Stewart makes dozens of visits each year to nearby schools. He says it's one way of guaranteeing the future protection of the species. On a recent visit to a middle school, Stewart brought along a 6-year-old falcon named Curtis.
Well, don't go behind. Actually, don't. They don't like to feel surrounded.
Stewart moves in and puts on a thick leather glove. He holds his arm out for Curtis. The student's eyes are wide. Curtis carefully steps onto the glove. Then in one smooth movement, Stuart slips a custom-made leather hood over Curtis's eyes for the half-hour trip back to the research center. While the San Jose group watches and waits for their three fledglings to fly, in San Francisco, another group of Falconistas keeps tab on a couple they know as George and Gracie. Cheryl Wolfkale says she was bit with the Falcon bug after birders came into the law firm where she works.
The bird people came in, wanted to look out our windows, and I was thought, this be interesting to explore, find out what's going on, and I've been wandering the streets at night and coming out on the weekends, and more nice than I care to admit to.
As she talks, her eyes scan the sides of buildings. Then, like people bar hopping, Wolfkale and her friends, Kanique Cottrell and Glenn Neville, soon leave the downtown streets and head for the next stop, the end of a pier on the bay. They set up two long-range scopes and focus binoculars and cameras, hoping for a sighting.
We do have a relationship. Cheryl and I talk to her. We talk to Gracie and George.
We jump up and down and yell and scream when we see them mating. We are quite the sight.
But we also are fully aware that they could care less what we think.
As the sun starts to set, the group begins to talk about packing up and going home. But it turns out that's just talk.
We're still here, and there's always next year.
Okay, there's one flying, going back to the east.
There it is, flying.
It's going up to the, oh, yes. Did you get it?
It landed right on the scaffolding.
Yeah, set it up.
This kind of love may be one-sided, but it may well keep peregrine falcons alive and well.
Now, Gracie's hopping back there.
For Living on Earth, I'm Nancy Mullane.
They're back in the corner in the dark now.
Oh, Shaq.
We found the love, Shaq.
You can find a link to the Falcon Cam at loe.org. We don't know exactly, but estimated hatch date for the San Jose chicks is June 5th.